This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Kevin from Renton is. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I say no.
I actually got back early yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, that's
okay.
Man.
Early bird gets the worm.
Well, I am your host, Taryn, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who left behind a glass slipper at the Royal Ball?
Cinderella.
Correct. The first human to travel into space was from what country?
America.
No.
Russia.
Yes. What reality show is hosted by Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Pass.
With the number being more than 10...
They do home improvements.
Do you know the name of it?
No.
Let's skip. With the number being more than 10. Yes, you got it. With the number being more than 10, how many airports does Antarctica have?
11.
No.
12.
No.
20.
No. Which brand is associated with the slogan, the quicker picker upper?
Swiffer.
No.
The quicker pass.
What is the atomic number of hydrogen?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No. You got 3 correct, Kevin. But nice job getting that fixer-upper in there.
Yeah, I can't believe I knew that one.
It was a pretty good show. Here he is. His name is Steve Miggs.
Yes.
But is he ready?
Yes.
Steve, who left behind a glass slipper at the Royal Ball?
That would be Cinderella.
Correct. The first human to travel into space was from what country?
Russia.
Yes. What reality show is hosted by Chip and Joanna Gaines?
I think it's Fixer Upper.
It is.
Yes.
With the number being more than 10, how many airports does Antarctica have?
The number being more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
11.
No.
12.
No.
13.
No.
Damn.
Which brand is associated with the slogan, the quicker picker upper?
Bounty.
Yes. What is the atomic number of hydrogen?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
12.
No. What is the biggest sporting event in the world based on attendance?
The Super Bowl?
No.
World Cup?
No.
World Series?
No. Linkin Park released Meteora on this day in 2003, so how old is it?
It is 22.
Correct. Where would you find the strongest muscle in the human body?
The tongue.
Well, what, like what part of the body?
The mouth.
Yes. What is the best-selling video game of all time?
Legend of Zelda.
No.
Halo?
No.
Damn it. Red Dead Redemption.
It's Minecraft.
Okay. I would have never guessed that, even though there's a movie, I think, coming out about it.
Yep. Oh, is there?
Right?
Yep. It's everywhere.
Like Jack Black, I think, is in it?
Yep.
Yep.
Steve? You won with a score of 6-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, Kevin. Next time, man.
Yeah, that's okay. But hey, I have a message for Steve because he kicked my butt about 40 days ago.
Yes.
And I told him that my baby was being born and he wanted to know her name and I didn't tell him.
Oh, that's right. Because you didn't want to announce it until she was born. Yeah.
Yeah, so she was born. Everything went good. Her name is Annika Maxine.
Aww, that's awesome, man. How's dad life treating you?
Yes. Well, I was a little afraid that I might not get any answers right today because I'm so tired.
Oh, that's awesome, Kevin. Girl dad energy.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's not playing. There you go.
It was on the cheat sheet. Antarctica has 14 airports.
Ah.
The atomic number of hydrogen is just one. And the biggest sporting event in the world based on attendance is the Tour de France.
Tour de France.
Yes. Yesterday, we kicked off Bracket Sadness. We have been on this wonderful quest to find the saddest songs in all of rock history, as picked and voted on by you, Rockaholics.
And as a side note, we're also on a quest to see if one of these sad songs will make Taryn Daly cry.
Well, yesterday's matchup, I was close because we had Pearl Jam's Last Kiss and Alice in Chains' Nutshell up against each other. So find out which one moves on to the next round and find out what today's matchup is after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show. What is the saddest song in rock music history? A real tearjerker. A sappy sniveler. Let's find out. The Daily Mix Show presents Bracket Sadness.
And we would love your help as we try to determine the saddest song in rock music of all time. So call in now to help with today's matchup. The number is 206-803-ROCK. We've started with 16 songs as selected by our beloved Rockaholics, and they are going head-to-head until we determine which is the saddest song in rock music history. There's a voting up at KISW.com. Yesterday, the matchup was Pearl Jam's Last Kiss versus Alice in Chains' Nutshell, and this was our big winner.
And the big winner? 72% of the vote. So we had votes via text and votes on our website. It was a beatdown. As a Pearl Jam fan, I voted for Alice in Chains' Nutshell.
Oh, yeah.
This song, this might be the big pick to win it all.
It's a soul crusher.
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Especially when you know so much about the Lane story and just the band. Yeah, that is such a sad song.
If it wins, you and I are going to perform it.
Where? Because I'd like to be absent for that day.
Oh, my God. So, Steve, tell us, what bracket are we going to highlight today?
Today, we're focusing on the alternative rock bracket. And there's definitely one that I think most people know. And then another one you might be familiar with, especially if you're a fan of the movie, Donnie Darko. Are you ready for the first song, the first challenger?
Give it to us.
The tears are filling up their glasses. No expression. No expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever.
And this is originally a Tears for Fears song, but it was way more upbeat. This is Gary Jules. Originally by Tears for Fears, but perfected in pure soul-crushing melancholy by Gary Jules. This is a track that plays when you realize your dreams are dead, your rent is overdue, and your goldfish is floating upside down. After all, it's a mad world. A song perfect for funerals, an existential crisis, and moody teenagers who just discovered poetry. Yeah.
See, I can't think they're so pretty, but they're so depressing.
Well, it's just that piano. And also, I mean, if you ever, I don't know if many people have seen it. It's a trippy movie, but Donnie Darko.
It's a brilliant film.
I enjoyed it until I tried to convince one of my friends to enjoy it with me, and then he looked at me like, what is wrong with you?
Go get your head examined.
Exactly.
So we're going to put that song up against another very sad song from the alternative category.
I never
this one's for Danny.
I'd die alone, another 6 months of the unknown.
Still feels weird cheering for a sad song, but yeah! Let's go, Adam song.
Close it up, board it up. Remember the time that I spilled the cup of apple juice in the hall. Please tell mom this,
this
is not her fault.
Adam song. This is Blink-182's love letter to all the misunderstood, angsty souls who spent their teenage years contemplating life, death, and how hard it is to get the perfect MySpace angle.
It was hard.
It's the anthem of those moments when you're feeling hopeless and you just want to scream about your existential dread while jumping around to a killer drum beat.
One of my favorite drum, I know this isn't a competition of who has the best drum parts, but this is one of my favorite drumming performances by Travis Barker. And a really depressing song.
Oh, yeah. You can vote at KISW.com for Adam's song or Mad World, or you can text Gary for Gary Jules, or text Blink for Blink 182 to 206-803-ROCK. But we need a couple folks to weigh in on these songs. Justin, who gets your pick in this matchup for Bracket Sadness?
It's really sad that I started singing the Adam song as soon as it came on, but yeah, no, that has to be my choice. Mad World is a very, very sad song, but I gotta go with Blink.
So Justin, it's funny you bring it up, because I remember when that song first came out, I did not pay attention to the lyrics whatsoever, and I'm just singing along to it, and then once you start putting two and two together about what the song is about, you're like, oh my gosh, this is heavy.
It's very heavy. Let's see about Kay in Washington. Kay, what is the song that you would like to vote for in this round of Bracket Sadness?
Blink.
Yeah.
Two votes for Blink.
Yes.
Thank you, Kay. Now, what do you think the texts are saying, Steve? Well,
right now, the texts are definitely leaning towards Adam's song. I feel like this might even get more than 72%. I know that the selection committee picked Gary Jules' Mad World. I think that's a phenomenal song, but I mean, you're basically the underdog in this situation.
Yeah. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we will reveal who is the winner of this matchup in our Bracket Sadness Challenge. There is apparently a national anthem all to blame for a hockey team playing bad, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Is it the Kraken?
It could be.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last week, the Anaheim Ducks were losing to the Nashville Predators 1-0 after the first period. And then Trevor Zegras from the Ducks was being interviewed in between periods and was asked about the slow start to the game.
Which is, his answer is just very random, but here it is.
First 10 minutes, the game was played along the boards. I think that's the style Nashville wants to play. How do you guys turn it into more of an open ice skating rush type of game?
I think the bongo anthem threw us off a little bit in the first, but once we recovered from that, we were back to our game, which was good.
Now, they did end up winning, I think. They won the game like 4-1, so apparently the bongo anthem didn't mess them up as much as we'd think.
What is that?
So they had, I never have seen something like this before, and I have to say, I was fascinated. They had a guy who's like a former military dude or an older guy. He looks like, you know, he's maybe 70s, I don't know. And he had a couple of conga drums, and he sang the national anthem.
What?
With the conga drums, which I've never seen before. Would you like to hear how it sounded?
Of course.
Okay.
Please welcome 9-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps and former national recording artist, Staff Sergeant Bruce Gusto the Conga.
I gotta imagine the crowd's like, what are we about to witness? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Won't say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
I never wanted a fruitier drink
right.
in my life than listening to that version of the national anthem.
Why is it that my brain also went to alcohol?
Right, because it sounds very festive and like jovial and party and beach.
Let's get those daiquiris going, Steve.
I was like, wow, that is the most random way to do the national anthem, but I kind of dug it.
Well, many people shared their thoughts on this performance, so let's go straight to the comments.
All right, well, we decided to grab a person who is no stranger to water, no stranger to a beach, to read this. And that is our friend, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, yeah.
So we found a bunch of those comments, and Robot SpongeBob will read them for us. Are you ready for the first comment about the national anthem done on a conga drum?
Let her rip.
God forbid a white boy catch a vibe on the bongos.
It was so awesome to watch this guy. He's just feeling it, too.
That sounded awesome.
I thought it sounded pretty cool.
It was amazing in person. I cried. But then again, I had a load of mushrooms before the game.
I don't recommend going to a hockey game on mushrooms.
That sounds like way too much stimulation.
Too many people, too many sounds.
Yeah, bright lights.
I mean, the puck flying in the air, a potential fight.
I'm out.
I don't know what you were thinking there, sir. But then again, the conga part probably started things off on a high note.
Playing the bongos and singing the national anthem at a hockey game was not on my bingo card.
No, I expect that at a football game.
I mean, I'm curious if it's ever been done before.
I don't know. I would love, you know, we should do like a search to see like what are some of the stranger instruments used to perform the national anthem.
Like a piccolo.
Yeah, or anything, or like a washboard.
Yeah.
Or a kazoo.
We might be starting something.
Dude took ayahuasca and never came down.
Okay. Yeah, I would be picturing a guy with, like, long hair wearing, like, a tie-dye shirt. He's, like, in his full military and the Marines garb and everything, and it's just...
But the ice is breathing.
It's unconventional, but I kind of vibe with it.
Yeah.
I was totally vibing.
I could see that happening at a Kraken game.
People would like it.
Oh, for sure. All right, we got one more comment as read to us by Robot SpongeBob about the national anthem done on a conga drum.
Seriously, ass. They are not bongos, people. They are congas. Me, get it right for sake.
I did.
Don't piss off the hippies.
Wow. Pissed off.
Get this. Fireball is giving away lifetime supplies of whiskey, but there is a catch, and we're going to tell you what that catch is when we tell you what's trending after Radiohead.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know that many rockaholics are just getting started this morning, and let's just make this day your day. We're going to help out by telling you what's going on in the world of pop culture as we break it down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Fireball is apparently giving away lifetime supplies of whiskey, but there is a catch. And we're going to tell you how you can get hooked up in just a couple minutes. But first, The Bachelor had another season finale last night.
Did you guys watch it?
Did you guys tune in yet?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. No, I didn't. But we're not going to spoil who Grant picked. Okay, so don't worry. You don't have to turn down your radio.
I have it DVR'd.
But they are going viral because he had an issue with one of the girls saying the word like too much. Here's that audio.
When I see you like sad or stressed or like going through a hard time,
try not to say like so much.
I feel those things. And like,
you said like again.
No, and like really make you feel like.
Did it again.
But like,
stop it with the likes.
I just have like this fear that when I say it, but like,
I don't like the likes.
Like I had to stop myself from saying it.
Like I gotta go.
I don't like the likes.
I think it was 8 or 9 in there.
He sounded like a freaking robot, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the likes.
Stop saying likes so much.
Likes.
Well, clearly Gary and I would not be able to have a relationship because there are times where I feel like I fall down. I would say that's my crutch word.
It's got to be one of mine for sure.
I mean, right now I'm trying to think about it and not say it, and it just screws up the way that I speak because I already have like issue where my brain goes too fast and my mouth starts stuttering. So the like sometimes helps calm me down.
Very calming. So
if I don't say it, the next thing you know, I'm stuttering up a storm, and we don't want that now, do we?
You say all the likes you want, Steve.
Thank you. What's your crutch word?
Probably like, or I think I'd probably say a little bit.
Oh, so you're like, let's say you're like our quarterback. Danny, what's your crutch word?
For sure.
Yeah.
Or, I notice especially if I'm just like trying to record something, I just,
yeah, that's me. You'd be a great quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Fireball. They are giving away a lifetime supply of whiskey, but they are brilliant because they realize, hey, if somebody's like 21, 22, 25, even 35 wins it, that's a lot of freaking Fireball they're going to have to give over the course of a lifetime. So they decided to make this contest only limited to people over the age of 90.
What?
I don't know why anyone over the age of 90 is drinking Fireball, but maybe it keeps them young. In fact, they did show a montage of grandmas trying out Fireball whiskey for the first time. You want to hear how it went?
Oh, I bet they loved it. Let's hear it.
Sure, dearie. It is hot. My gosh. Whew. Very fiery. Woo! Cinnamon. It kind of tastes like a medicine type thing.
All of a sudden, grandma's getting drunk on Fireball. I love it.
Like a cinnamon hot medicine going down.
That'll warm your belly, that's for sure. Oh, gosh. Whew. It tastes very nice.
Tastes very nice. Don't you want to party with these ladies?
I do. I love these ladies.
It's a little too hot for me, but what do you think? It's soothing. It's kind of soothing.
Whew, I bet say.
It's actually good.
That's what I said.
Apparently, according to Fireball, I don't know if this is true or not, but they analyzed all of their demographics, and they said that Fireball whiskey is oddly popular with their older demo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How many people do you know in their 90s?
I don't know if I know anyone in their 90s.
Yeah. I don't think I do
either.
I know.
None that I could think of.
I will say that my grandma's no longer with us, but she had just turned like 92, mm-hmm. and I guarantee you she would have loved Fireball. She was one of those ladies that like would dye her hair, or like we come home with like purple hair, and she's like, I want purple hair. So I feel like if we would have brought home Fireball, she would have loved it.
I feel like Fireball is a little more easy to consume than like Jägermeister for an old person.
Oh yeah.
Although they do like their licorice.
I do feel like that was the natural progression of like gross shots for me. It was like,
yes,
I went from Jaeger and Jaeger bombs to Fireball.
There was one before Jaeger.
What was that?
Goldschlager.
What?
And what was it? Midori. Remember that
gross.
One? Where I thought it was just because of the color of the bottle and the drink. I was like, this is probably delicious. It looks fruity. And then you try it, like, this is not delicious at all.
And then the more recent one was the peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, I love that.
Oh God.
Was Screwball whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the goat.
Good. Yeah.
There's a woman in Texas who learned a pretty tough lesson recently. She thought Morgan Wallen was sending her messages online.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Another person fell for one of these things.
So she started sending Morgan a bunch of Apple Music gift cards, but
in all fairness, Morgan was just telling her that she needs to pay her good-to-go tolls.
Oh, no. But that... That is not where it stopped. The woman also handed over her bank account information, her social security number.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the scammer stole more than $18,000 from her. And she said that she needed the validation at the time. That's why she fell for the scam.
Did she need validation of being an idiot?
Because that's what happened.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you could give me $1,000. I'll validate you all you want. Any time of the day.
Validate, not violate.
Validate. Yes. Definitely validate. Let's check with our quarterback, Sam Darnold, about that. Okay, thanks.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at taking down Steve Miggs this morning? You're winning today so far, but not with, like, very impressive numbers.
It doesn't matter. Wins are wins.
He currently has a record of 91 wins, 40 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. And if you would like to play, the number is 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Daily Miggs Show.
Seattle Rock Day is coming back 1 week from Thursday. It'll be April 3rd, and it's our annual celebration of all things Seattle. We have just music legends that were born in this city and its surrounding city, Steve Miggs.
I mean, of course, you think of the big ones, the Nirvana, the Alice in Chains, the Pearl Jam, the Soundgarden, Jimi Hendrix.
But Heart.
Then, let's not forget about some of the other bands, like Green Apple, Quickstep, a great band, Mother Love Bone, of course, Queensryche, Screaming Trees.
Yes, sir.
And MXPX.
We're all partnered up once again with the fine folks at Smash. They are Seattle musicians' access to sustainable healthcare. And you can do a donation at KISW.com to help them give back to these awesome musicians that have been a part of our lives for so long. Head to KISW.com to support Smash.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.